And good evening. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. My co-producers and colleagues, Christina Thomas and Antoinette Grajeda, will be with me in just a few minutes. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks at Large, new information regarding the New Madrid Fault that runs through eastern Arkansas and created one of the largest earthquakes in North America more than two centuries ago. Plus, we'll spend some time in a popular pumpkin patch in northwest Arkansas and find out why landscape architecture and democracy can have much in common. That's all ahead on this Monday evening edition of Ozarks at Large. This is the fall fundraiser for KUAF. For the past few days, we've been reminding you that the reason we can bring you stories about the region, as well as stories from around the country and around the world from NPR, the reason, the big reason, listeners just like you contribute money to KUAF. Programs like Ozarks at Large, Morning Edition, Fresh Air, and All Things Considered do cost money, and we have to pay for the programs. The single largest part of our programming budget comes from you, listeners just like you. The phone volunteers are home. They have left, but you can still contribute right now. In fact, you can contribute at any time by going to our website, supportkuaf.com. There you'll find answers to all your questions about making a contribution. And if you'd like to become a sustaining member, someone who gives a little bit each month, you can find out how to do that as well at supportkuaf.com. Our goal for this fundraiser, $200,000. That's a lot of money, yes, but it is not an inexpensive proposition to create public radio and to pay for the programs like Morning Edition and Fresh Air. If you have yet to contribute, please consider doing so right now. It's very easy. It's very safe to do so online at supportkuaf.com. And from all of us at Ozarks at Large and KUAF, and from your fellow listener contributors, thank you very much.
Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. SONA, the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas, begins its 2013-2014 season under the baton of music director Paul Haas at 7:30 p.m. Saturday, November 16th at Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. This opening concert will include Barber's Adagio for Strings, Schubert's Symphony No. 9, and Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 5, featuring British pianist Simon Mulligan. Tickets available at 443-5600 or sonamusic.org.
In a push to simplify operations at the state's Department of Finance and Administration, Governor Mike Beebe says a new computer system for renewing vehicle registrations has been rolled out this year. Similar to the department's Arkansas Integrated Revenue System, which streamlined the process of tracking daily deposits, fund transfers, and monthly revenue distributions, Governor Beebe says the new driver services and motor vehicle system replaces technology that was more than 40 years old, costly to maintain, and difficult to use.
Nearly 1,000 public employees now utilize the system to issue driver's license and identification cards to support court hearings and to administer driver sanctions and accident reports. The system also permits Arkansans to voluntarily use their driver's license number when registering a vehicle or renewing a motor vehicle license. This allows the system to match all vehicles owned by an individual. That means, for example, that you can now change your address for multiple vehicles and renew your driver's license in a single transaction.
Governor Beebe says the new system has resulted in shorter waiting times at revenue offices, as well as fewer errors made on driver's accounts.
The Arkansas Alumni Association has reached a new milestone. The association's scholarship program will award $1 million to 442 University of Arkansas students for the current academic year. According to the Alumni Association, the scholarship program began in 1990 by giving two students a $1,600 annual award. Funding for the scholarship program comes from the Alumni Association's membership, donors, and from the Razorback Collegiate License Plate Program.
A professor at the University of Arkansas Fort Smith is receiving national distinction with the NCAA. Dr. Keith Fudge is an associate professor of English at UAFS, and he's also the college's faculty athletics representative, meaning he represents the college and faculty in its relationship with the NCAA. Late last week, Fudge was one of 16 fellows selected to represent NCAA Division II athletics, and he was one of three Division II faculty athletic representatives selected to serve nationally on the NCAA steering committee.
The Razorback soccer team went 0-2 this weekend with a loss in its final SEC road match of the regular season at Auburn Friday night, as well as a loss at home yesterday afternoon to Georgia. The Razorbacks are now 11-7 on the season and 4-6 in conference play.
And the Razorback volleyball team didn't have much better luck during the weekend. The Razorbacks dropped a four-set match at Texas A&M Friday night, and the team lost in five sets yesterday at LSU. With those two losses, the team now 13-9 on the season, 6-5 in conference play.
There's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms in northwest Arkansas tonight, and a 40% chance of showers in the Arkansas River Valley. Expect lows in the mid to upper 50s. 60% chance of showers in northwest Arkansas and a 50% chance of rain in the Arkansas River Valley tomorrow, with highs in the mid-70s. Tomorrow night, there's a 40% chance of showers in northwest Arkansas and a 30% chance of rain in the Arkansas River Valley, with lows in the lower 60s.